Paul McLean, assistant coach of the Detroit Red Wings, joins us on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Paul, thanks so much for taking time out to speak to us this morning.
No problem, Jeff. It's nice to be popular again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know what? I saw somebody with a McLean jersey out in the on the Forks yesterday, one of the camera shots. I was laughing. It doesn't surprise me, but I was laughing.
Well, I would have been laughing, too, because it's an old sweater, and it probably fits pretty tight.
Hey, Paul, I wanted to ask you, because when you found out you were going to Winnipeg, what were your first thoughts? And you know, did it take a while for the city to grow on you?
My first thoughts were I was traded from the St. Louis Blues to the Winnipeg Jets in the summer of 1980 or 81, and the St. Louis Blues were the first-place team in the NHL, and the Winnipeg Jets had won 8 games the year before. So my first thoughts weren't, oh my God, I'm going to Winnipeg because it's freezing cold and it's not a good place to live. It was more, I was going from the best team in the league to the worst team in the league.
Okay.
So that was my problem with it. But I was playing in the minors in Salt Lake City when I got that season when I got traded, and Mr. Mel Francis, the GM in St. Louis, really straightened me out in a hurry. He said that, Paul, we're in the business of putting people in the NHL, and we just put you in the NHL. And I think that was a huge factor for me. And I think he's right again today that Winnipeg is in the NHL. It's one of the 30 franchises in the best league in the world. And if you want to play in the NHL, guys are going to play there. They can't all play in California.
Paul McLean joins us on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. And I've got to think, Paul, that with a salary cap and things of that nature, it's a different league now. Guys aren't going to be able to necessarily go someplace warmer and be automatically guaranteed that they're going to make twice as much money.
No, they can't, because they're only allowed to have 23 players on their roster, and you're only allowed to have the salary cap caps the money, so not everyone can make that wants to make 5 and 6, 7 million can play for the Ducks or the Sharks or the Kings. I mean, there's just not enough room and not enough cap space. And I think another thing that helps Winnipeg is the dispersal money, where, you know, if they have enough season tickets of 13 or 14,000, they get that extra money from the ownership pool that spends money, and that's going to be a big help for them, making sure that they can be to the floor of the cap or maybe just be a little bit above that. I don't think they're going to ever get to the ceiling, possibly, but they should be able to compete because they own the building and they get that dispersal money.
Paul McLean joins us on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. And Paul, I guess Detroit is an example, isn't it? If you have a successful team and you treat your people well, it doesn't matter where you are. You can draw players, not only draw players, but you can get players to stay.
For sure. The biggest thing that draws players is winning and have an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. And a big thing, I remember the Red Wings in early 80s when I was in Winnipeg. Winnipeg was a way better team than Detroit. I mean, like, they were the dead wings, the dead things. Like, how many, when Mr. Ilitch took them over, it slowly started to turn around. But this Red Wing team wasn't a dynasty in the 80s by any means. And Edmonton was the place to play then. And you would have a lot of guys go to Edmonton because they were winning all the Cups or the Islanders. So players, and good players, tend to follow who's winning and who's winning. And the league tends to do that as well. So if the franchise is successful and they win games and they're in the playoffs consistently, then players are going to want to go play there because they have a chance to win the Cup.
Paul, does the team have to be called the Jets?
In everybody's heart of hearts, they want it to be called the Jets. I think it would be a tremendous thing if they could do it. Of course, there's always the rights to the name and who owns the name and all that kind of stuff. I would like to see it called the Jets. I think it's only appropriate. But, again, they can call it the Moose. That's been a great franchise in the American League. And Mark Chipman and the leadership that he's shown and getting that thing going there, I think it would be a great credit to them to still be the Moose as well. But the biggest thing is the NHL is back in Winnipeg, and those fans that stuck with us and beat that drum for the last 15 years and refused to go away are getting rewarded. So I think whatever they call it, they're going to come out and watch it, but I think they'd love it to be the Jets.
Paul, I appreciate your time this morning. I think it's kind of cool that a lot of the former Jets, a lot of the old Jets, people are going back online now. People are going to know about all your scoring and everything now again.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice to know? Yeah, too bad they couldn't pay me to do it anymore.
Paul, take care. Have a good summer. Have a good off season.